This statement was given by the owner of a gas station close to Tumakokori National Historical Park regarding the disappearance of 7-year-old Alice Hansen.
My little gas station is the only thing for miles, the last outpost of civilization before the wide expanse of desert. The desert is not empty, it never was. You have to know how to look. It is full of animals and plants and, more importantly, secrets. The desert, it's hungry and it's patient. It chooses its meals carefully. The little girl kicked off her sneakers and ran barefoot along the roadside. She was a tiny force of nature, wild and free as the rare breezes that find their way here over the mountains. She almost glowed with life, tiny fingers reaching for the sky, trying to catch the rays of the desert sun. The desert saw her. It saw her, and its hunger grew. Her parents watched her from under the awning, not venturing out of the shade. They bought sodas for themselves and a juice for their daughter. After they handed me their card to swipe, they turned back to call her in from the heat. But in that instant, when they turned away from her to look at me, the sand opened its tawny maw and swallowed her in one great gulp. I said nothing. What could I say? The desert is hungry. Who am I to try and stop the sands? I cannot, any more than I could call rain or enchant tourists. They come when they come. The desert eats when it eats. There was screaming. Lots of screaming. Their tears watered my front door for days. I called the police. It was all I could do. They brought a search party. They even brought dogs. All they found were her sneakers, lying where she cast them aside. I put a marker in the spot where the sand opened. I keep the poster with her face on it on the bulletin board to the left of the door and another back by the bathroom, even though no one will ever see her again. I suppose she missed the sun. The sand's warmth was not enough for her, while the desert keeps her spirit. It is not a greedy master. Now instead of a marker, a saguaro grows, proud and straight, spreading its tiny needle fingers towards the sky, trying to catch the rays of the desert sun.